It's no secret that the Sydney music scene has taken a few hits over the last few years. However, rising from the setbacks out of lockouts and lockdowns, the underground scene remains resilient, fighting tooth and nail to stick around. Back in the crowd, a photography exhibit held tonight at the Good Space Gallery in Chippendale gives punters an inside look into the talents and strength of Sydney's best up-and-coming artists. One of the artists whose work will be on display tonight is Zosia Franska. She joins me now to tell me more about this exciting new exhibit. Firstly, thank you so much for joining me. Now, before we get into the Back in the Crowd exhibit, tell me a bit about your work and the work you've done with live music photography, and how did lockdown impact that and your artistic direction?
Wow, big loaded question. I feel like I kind of jump all over the place when it comes to like creativity and anything. Literally anything creative. Like, I did a degree in media arts and production, but then like I was like, oh, I want to do photography. And then before that I was like a visual artist, like I would paint and draw. And then now I work in production when I wanted to be a cinematographer. Like, it's kind of just all over the place. I just jump around. Overall, I feel like I always say that my work tends to have themes of nostalgia, which doesn't really apply to gig photography. And I found that during lockdown, I was so passionate about like making it in gig photography. I wanted to make it my career. When I was a kid, I always wanted to be a gig photographer. Like, I would go to Groove in the Moo and all those classic festivals and like stand at the front and just think, oh my God, I would literally give anything to be the person in the pit, like anything. It would be so fun. And then when I did it, I loved it, but I found that COVID changed my perspective on live music. I feel like I used to think that live music was like the only way to enjoy music, when actually it's not. And I think COVID made me understand a little bit, if that makes sense.
No, definitely.
So I feel like now I'm trying to combine both stuff that's not gig related and live music related, and other stuff that I find interesting, like things that I started noticing around my house and on the streets. And I've struggled to kind of combine themes that I usually use in my work with my gig photography. So I've kind of dropped off it for a moment now, but I'd love to get back to it once the COVID anxiety passes a little bit.
No, definitely. And I'm sure you're not alone in feeling that way. Yeah. You know, there's no doubt about how much lockdown has hit artists such as yourself. However, with the Back in the Crowd exhibit, you kind of delve back to your roots in, you know, your childhood dreams, as you kind of say, in the gig photography. Tell me a bit about this exhibit and what can we expect? What's the vision behind it?
Yeah, so Back in the Crowd is curated by Jack Moran, who is a good friend of mine and a really fantastic photographer, who also kind of lives, like, his whole life is live music. I don't think I've met anyone who goes to more gigs in my entire life, like every single day. It is about being back in the crowd, as the title, I guess, says. But it's about that feeling. I don't know if anyone else who goes to gigs had this, but the first gig I was stressed out of my mind going to my first gig post-COVID. But then when it actually started, I was like, oh my God, this is so much fun. Like, it's just so, like, the anxiety just goes away. And I think what Jack wants to curate here is a bunch of local artists who have that same feeling. They return to live music and they go, hey, like, this is amazing. The atmosphere at a gig is something that he, I think, wanted to kind of show through the artworks being on display. So there's mostly gig photographers and photographers overall, but there's some artists as well, paintings and stuff like that.
No, that anxiety and that kind of that mixture of anxiety and excitement, post-lockdown, I can definitely relate to. I still remember, I think the first gig I went back to was probably like in a big, like, official, massive venue, I think was Spacey Jane. And at first I was a bit nervous, but as soon as like it all kind of hit me and taking it in and just, you know, seeing people together again, I'm pretty sure it brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah, literally, like, you want to cry. It's like that experience of going to your first gig ever, but all over again. Like, how often do you get to experience that? It's
exactly
amazing.
Exactly. And speaking of that kind of, I suppose, emotional experience that live music can have on not only the artist but the audience taking it all in. How exactly, you know, do you capture that? I myself, I don't have a clue when it comes to photography. My Instagram definitely proves that. But, you know, for those who are, you know, aren't photographers, tell us a bit about your method and how you can encapture that raw emotion.
Okay, well, that is a great question and I honestly have no idea. I find that I rock up to a gig and I'm super nervous, so I'll have like 2 beers so I can push myself to the front, because otherwise, like, there is no way you're going to see this girl pushing through a crowd.
You got to hustle. You got to make it through the mosh.
Exactly, right? So I have no idea, really. It's kind of, I've explained it to my friends as this feeling of, like, not euphoria, but like an out of, not an out of body experience, but there is, I'm so focused on what I'm doing when I'm at a gig taking photos that there is nothing else that, like, can perpetrate my mindset. Like, my feet could be dying from running around and, like, falling on my knees. Like, I always leave with bruises all over my legs because I'm, like, down on the floor trying to get some photos. But in that moment, it's just, like, a feeling like no other, and nothing else matters. And I think that's what it is. I think it's that kind of, like, flow state that you enter when you're so focused. And I think it's the focus, I guess, and, like, all I can see is what's through my lens, I guess, which is pretty cringe, but it's true.
No, definitely, like, you know, eye on the prize.
Yeah.
Right there. So what works will you have on display in this exhibit?
I've got a couple of photos. All of them, I believe, were taken, yes, all of them were taken post-lockdown at different moments. So 3 of them are actually from the same event, which is my bad. I completely forgot they were the same event. But it's possibly one of the best gigs I've been to post-lockdown, and it was a seated gig.
Well, then it deserves, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly. 3
It was a seated gig, which I believe may have been not the biggest success when it comes to selling tickets. I think possibly people were scared of COVID, and it was an interesting lineup, but one that I was, like, frothing over. And my favorite band, these New South Wales, were playing.
Oh, love them.
I love them so much. And, like, the feeling that I had there was what I just explained. Like, I was in my zone. I left with, like, bruises all over my legs, blisters on my feet, and I felt nothing because I was just so happy and, like, in my moment. So, yeah, there's 3 photos from that gig. I think all the photos I'm displaying on Thursday are digital, even though a lot of my work tends to be, like, 35mm and 120 film. And then there's one other photo of Heather from Sesame Girl, who I've worked with quite a bit in the past. And they're my good friends from Canberra. And that is, I believe that gig was right after the second lockdown, I want to say. And I went back to Canberra, and it was a standing gig when sitting gigs were still banned in Sydney. So I felt...
Wow.
Yeah, I felt like the devil. I felt like I was breaking the
law. Very naughty. Yeah.
Yeah. But it felt... once again, so amazing to be, like, surrounded by my friends in Canberra having beers. I'm standing up at a gig. Everyone's going to be so jealous. Like,
oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. And I love the photo that came out of it. I just feel like it captures exactly what my vision is. And it has that nostalgia that I'm searching for in my gig photography. This kind of glowy eeriness. And Heather is just such an amazing, talented person. And she looks fantastic in photos. Like, I that's not my skill. That's just because she's stunning. Like,
well, it all sounds honestly so incredible. Before I let you go, tell us where and where we can see these incredible photos.
Yeah, so come round to the Gladdy, or the Lord Gladstone in Chippendale, tonight at 6 o'clock. There's lots on. There's so many amazing, talented artists on exhibit tonight. I literally am so lucky to be exhibited with them, or, like, actually be exhibiting with them, I guess. So 6 p.m. tonight. There's going to be 2 bands playing right after, so it's going to be a really, really fun night where you get to experience that euphoria of being at a gig and seeing some live art, drinking some beers. It's going to be great.
Sounds awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. That was artist Zosia Franska on her work in the upcoming exhibit Back in the Crowd, held tonight at the Good Space Gallery in Chippendale. For more information, head to our website, 2ser.com.